Blog Talk Radio.
We love you, Lord, and we lift our voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, say joy, my King. In what you hear, please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet sound. In your ears. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in humble submission we come on this morning, Father, with an attitude of gratitude, Father, with praise and with thanksgiving. We come, Father God, to truly say thank you. Thank you for one more day that you have kept us. One more day, Father God, that you have wrapped us in your grace and in your mercies, in your love. One more day of your provision, your protection, Father. One more day. One more day, Father God. We say thank you for it. We say thank you for it, Father God. Thank you for bringing us through the midnight hours. Thank you for keeping us from premature death and danger and devastation. Thank you, Father, that at your command, Father, we rise and we shine this morning, Father God. In the spirit of faith and joy and obedience, Father God, and gratitude, Father, we're here because you commanded it, because you have commanded it to be so, Father. So we agree with you today, and we say thank you for this day, for it is truly a day that you have made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, anywhere we have come short of your glory, Father. We ask for your forgiveness, and we thank you that your forgiveness is available to us, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, Father God, this morning. Father God, hallelujah. We ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us, to destroy us, to take us down, to kill, to steal, destroy, Father God, as we stand on your promises and we stand on your word, Father God, touching and agreeing with you, touching and agreeing with the Holy Ghost that say, not so, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rise in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for our longevity. Thank you, Father God, for the integrity. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you that you are the center of our joy today, tomorrow, and for eternity. So, Father God, we pray your blessings upon our services today. We know that your word will never return into your void, but it will always and always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. And we thank you for it. So, Father God, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. And we bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, saints, brothers and sisters. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di, everybody under the sound of my voice, we greet you on this beautiful, beautiful morning. Amen. A little windy over here. Glory be to God in the Philadelphia area. Nonetheless, amen. It's a day that the Lord has made. Therefore, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. TGIF, today God is first and we come to his kingdom of his righteousness. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. The pastor of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Greetings, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome. Please enjoy the early service. Amen. Maybe it's late where you're at. Maybe it's in the middle of the day. We don't know. Amen. But it's somewhere in those 24 hours that the Lord has blessed us with. Amen. Please continue to come back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Amen. And visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And amen. We pray that everyone is doing good. Amen. Glory be to God that your faith level is high. You're holding on. You're holding on. Lord, we're still here. We're still here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of us have chose to receive the vaccine. Some of us are waiting. Some of us have already said no. Amen. Glory be to God. Some of us, amen, have already been diagnosed with COVID-19. Glory be to God. And everybody has a different story, beloved, but we're still here. Come on, come on. Can we give God some praise for that? glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a story behind our praise. I said we're still here. And we made it out. We made it out all right. Hallelujah. We're going to keep making it out. Amen. And I preached that message. Well, I didn't preach any. I don't like to say I preach, although I did preach. But, amen, it's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost preached that word on last Sunday. Oh, my God, did he preach it? Amen. Hallelujah. So we just want to thank him for his faithfulness to us. The Lord is just so faithful. Amen. He's just faithful. We can count on God. It's just good to know that we can count on God, that God won't let us down. Sometimes people let you down. They don't really intend to, but, you know, we're all human. You know, stuff happens. Life happens, you know. Sometimes, you know, we want to do it, and we just couldn't. Amen. Glory be to God. There was a change of plans. There was a change of mind. Whatever, whatever, whatever. See? But, beloved, it's a good thing to know that we can depend on God. That's a good thing. Amen? And he is faithful at all times. And that's our Father. Amen. And we love him on this morning. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Now, yesterday, amen, if you missed yesterday, you might want to go and pull that up out of the archives, amen, glory be to God. We talked about being a hearer only, but not a doer, and that's why you have spiritual boredom. You're bored because you're not a doer. You take in the word, you take in the word, you got a lot of word in you, you know a lot of word. Glory be to God. And sometimes, you know, we know, yesterday when we went into the definition of that, amen, some people get the word just for conversation sake, just to look good in front of their peers, you know, to show off how much they know, to quote scriptures, you know, for whatever the reason, you got the word in you. See? But you're not doing anything with it. You're not a doer. See? And that's then, so that makes room for spiritual boredom because, beloved, when we become active and doing what the Lord has told us to do, believe me, you won't have 1 second to be bored. Not 1 second. So we sort of want to piggyback off of that, beloved. Amen. So now that we have made up our mind that we're going to begin to do, be a doer of God's word, okay, now we want to talk about putting a little zeal with that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Ain't nothing like some zeal. Let me tell you something. In one of my college courses, glory be to God, I forgot this particular teacher. I think he was in my economics professor. He taught economics. Every time that man opened his mouth, I went to sleep. And I would sit in the front of the class on purpose because, glory be to God, I still carry my married name, but I'm about to change that because my husband's been dead for over 20 years now. I'm about to change that for several reasons. We'll talk about that later, why I'm changing my last name. But coming up, amen, and my maiden name was Washington. So I always sat in the back of the class because you know how they used to always put you in alphabetical order. And I was a W. And I always sat in the back of the class, okay? But so when I got out of high school and went to college and I could sit anywhere I want to sit, I made it a point to sit in front of the class. I still sit in front of the class. But so I'm sitting in front of the class, and this certain professor, I'm telling you, every time he would open his mouth, I would just fall asleep. And I was a fairly young girl, just would fall asleep. Because, amen, his voice, his tone was so monotonous. You know what I mean? They even cue. You know what I mean? He would talk. You know, he didn't go up. He didn't go down. Like, you know, the sound you hear on the machine when somebody has transitioned over and they said they're dead now. They're gone. And the machine is going, that, you know, monotonous. See? No zeal, no fire, no zeal, no fire, no zeal, no fire, no excitement. Let's see what the Lord has to say about that today, beloved. Because since we already made up my mind from yesterday's message, we're going to do the will of God. We're going to be a hearer now. You can't do nothing unless you hear. All right? Because faith cometh by hearing. Okay? Then after we get the hearing, then now what we're going to do is we are going to be a doer. But now we have to find out the Lord shows us also how to do it. I never forget, and I think I shared this with you guys already. I'll share it again, amen, because it ties into our teaching on this morning. I was laying in the middle of the bed one day, meditating on the Lord, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. God spoke to me, and he called me slothful. He told me, he said, arise, my slothful servant. And I heard him. I wish God would talk to me more often. I wish he would. But I don't hear God's voice, audible voice, as often as I would like to hear it. But whenever I do hear, most of the time, and I have to go back and recall some things, I heard God's voice last week. Audible voice, I heard it. And God gave me a scripture. Now, this is the first time God made this move. I'm just dropping a couple of little quick commercials along the way. Normally God would just say to me what he want to say to me. Last week, God gave me a scripture. I said, oh, this is new. And I mean, I heard it. It was like God was speaking down from heaven. So, of course, I went and looked the scripture up. You know, I said, well, you know, what is God telling me? And you know what the Lord told me, saints? The Lord told me that when I'm not going to give you the exact scripture right now, and I'll give that to you later, but basically what the Lord was telling me is that when I get super rich, I better not forget him. The Lord was already confirming that I was going to be super rich. I already knew that from a little girl. It ain't my business how. I don't know how, what. I don't know if somebody going to bless me. I don't know if it's going to be my inventions, my books. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be my husband. I don't know. That ain't important. But the Lord is saying, when I get rich, I better not forget him. Isn't that something? Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me like that. That's the second time God told me that. The Lord told me that about 20 years ago, too. Now he's telling me again. Whew, thank you, Jesus. So anyhow, the Lord speaks to me and he says, arise, my slothful servant. Now, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I was shocked. I mean, I literally, like, got up and turned around, like, God, who are you talking to? But I was the only one in the room. And I couldn't figure out why God would call me slothful. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not a lazy person, you know what I mean? I try to, you know, get it done, you know, and, you know, whatever needs to be done. Sometimes I might even go a little bit overboard because I tend to be a perfectionist, but I'm sort of backing off that a little bit, give myself, you know what I mean, a little wiggle room, you know what I mean? I'm the type of person, I don't even like to go to bed. You know what I mean? Until the work is done, I'll stay up all night, you know, put in the overtime, go the extra mile of the way. And I'm going to tell you the truth, I was really, really shocked. And I was shaking, you know, when I heard those words. I just couldn't imagine why the Lord would tell me that I needed to remove laziness from my life, beloved. Glory be to God. And so as I was meditating on that and the Lord speaking to me, glory be to God, I did get just a little upset because I really thought that I was doing all I could in a 24-hour period, and I didn't know why God would call me lazy. But, beloved, in reality, glory be to God, the Lord did not speak one word about me being lazy. The Lord spoke to me about being slothful. And until that day, beloved, I always thought slothfulness and laziness was the same thing. But they are not. When we read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 12, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, it reads, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Let me read that again. That ye be not slothful, Hebrews 6 and 12, but followers of them who through their faith and patience inherit the promises. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So, beloved, amen. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that he had not called me lazy. He didn't say a word about me being lazy. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit encouraged me that I was a good worker. I'm an excellent worker. I'm an excellent administrator. Glory be to God. This is why I can do all of this that I do, amen, right now, amen, and keep it going. Glory be to God. Right now, I'm serving as a leader and I'm serving as the administrator. I'm doing all the background work. Amen. Erica has come in, amen, and picked up, you know, some of the load. Amen. And we are interviewing some people here for the administration. Glory be to God. Assistant. Amen. That's another story. I'll share that with you guys a little bit later. Amen. But what the Holy Spirit was showing me is that I am a very, very hard worker. See, but he said that I was slothful. And he wanted me to eradicate slothfulness in my life. So, beloved, amen. So it caused me now to find out what is the definition of the word slothful. Since the Lord had called me slothful, since the scripture says he does not want us to be slothful in Hebrews 6 and 12, glory be to God, then we need to find out what the Lord is saying. I know I did, and we need to because it's the word. But beloved, to my utter amazement, I discovered that slothful does not have anything to do with laziness. Slothfulness, beloved, is a Greek word, and it describes something that is dull, something that is monotonous, something that is unexciting, something that is slow, something that is sluggish, or something that has lost its speed or its momentum. Now, this something is still moving, but it isn't moving with the same velocity. It isn't moving with the same aggressiveness it once had. It has lost its drive, its thrust, its pace, the speed it once possessed. This word, beloved, therefore presents the idea of someone who was once zealous about something, but whose zeal was now dispensated. It was replaced. The zeal has been replaced by neutrality. See? There's a scripture, and there's a couple scriptures. We can find it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we find it in Proverbs 19:2, and it talks about having zeal without knowledge. You can find it in the New Testament in Romans chapter 10, amen, glory be to God, verse 1, glory be to God, starting at verse 1 to 3. For I bear thee witness that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. What is it saying? In the beginning of your salvation, remember that? When you first got saved, boy, you was on fire. Hey, baby, you had the zeal. You had the momentum. You had the thunder. You didn't have no knowledge. You have no knowledge. You're going around misquoting scripture. Glory be to God. Amen. You just running. You just run it. Somebody asked you to give a scripture you didn't have, no scripture you didn't have, no knowledge. Somebody come and try to challenge you. You couldn't answer no questions. You know, call the pastor, call the leader. I ain't answering no questions. All I'm telling you is Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. You had the zeal, but you didn't have the knowledge. But beloved, when you move into slothfulness, now you have the knowledge, but you ain't got no zeal. You don't have no zeal now. Glory be to God. You know, it don't take all that. You know, I'll get to it when I get to it. You know, let somebody else do it. You know, let somebody else do the work. Let somebody else do the witnessing. Call this person. Glory be to God. No. I ain't praying. Don't feel like praying. Don't feel like serving. Don't feel like going. No. I'm going to stay in tonight. I'm going to watch me a movie. I'm just going to do some me time. You don't have no zeal. Beloved, that's the definition of slothful. You've lost the fire. You lost that desire. You lost that hunger. When the Bible clearly tells us, beloved, in Ephesians 5 and 16, glory, it said we must redeem the time because the days are evil.
But you're moving. Oh, I'm in midlife crisis now. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be. Glory be to God. What does that have to do with the spirit inside of you? The spirit, the Bible tells us that the spirit is being renewed day by day. Although the outward man perish, yet the spirit of God is renewed day by day. Glory be to God. The fire don't go out. Well, the fire do go out, but the fire not supposed to go out. And we think it's normal. No, it ain't normal. It's normal in your natural mindset, in your earthly mindset, in your worldly mindset. It is not natural in God's kingdom. He tells us here that ye be not slothful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Keep your velocity. Keep your aggressiveness. Glory be. Keep your thrust. Keep your pace. Keep it that you once possessed. Keep it. Glory be to God. Beloved, this word here, glory be to God, could be typified by a candle that no longer burns brightly as it once did. Now the flame has dwindled to a mere flicker of its original intensity. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I have so many candles. My grandchildren, people, when they don't know what to get me, everybody buy me a candle. Well, God bless you. If my lights ever go out, I'm going to be in good shape. I got a whole storehouse full of candles. When you get to the bottom of that candle, beloved, here you go. Just a little flicker. Now, when you first had it, amen, it would light up the whole room. It would light up your whole room. Now you can hardly see it. Just a little. It's still working. See? You see? You're still moving for the Lord, see? But you just got a little. You're not lighting up the room anymore. You just got a little flicker here. Just a little flicker. Slowful. Your slowfulness is causing you to flicker. When the Lord says, amen, a light cannot be hidden under a bushel. We're supposed to be the light of the world. Everybody, amen, ought to know, amen, that Jesus lives in you. So the candle, amen, when it's flickering, beloved, it's still giving light. It's still giving light, but not the way it once did. And so, beloved, this word here, glory be to God, it does not present the picture of laziness because it's still light. The candle is still lighting, so you're not lazy because, hey, I'm not lazy. You see my light. No, you're not lazy, but you're slowful. You have lost your zeal. You've lost your intensity. You lost your intense conviction about a matter that once was of great importance to you. Beloved, this denotes a person who has become disinterested and whose zeal has been replaced with a middle of the road, take it or leave it mentality. Oh, Lord, take it or leave it. Oh, whatever. Whatever will be, will be. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because you hear people saying it. Matter of fact, hopefully it's not you. Whatever. I ain't got time for all that. Huh? Glory be. I'm going to pray about it. Pray about it if you remember. He so nonchalant, you forget to pray about it. See? But then we found out yesterday that it's more than just praying about it, that we got to be about it. Oh, I'm going to pray for this generation. Okay, what you going to do after you get finished praying for this generation? Whose life you going to touch? I'm going to pray. All right, that's a good step, the first step. That's the first step. What you going to do when you get finished praying? So, beloved, what this scripture is telling us here, quit being slowful. Quit acting like someone who has lost his enthusiasm and excitement and has now sunk into a state of being slow, a state of being bored, and we talked about spiritual boredom yesterday, monotonous, sluggish, dull, and uninterested. Anybody know anybody like that? Anybody know anybody like that? Beloved, when I grasped what the word slowful really meant, when you really do your research, beloved, and find out, and I already did the research for you this morning, and you see what the word slowful really means, I began wishing that the Lord had accused me of being lazy. I would have preferred to be lazy than to be slowful. Because when you're slowful, you're losing your first love, beloved. You're losing your first love. He talks about that, amen, in the book of Revelation, amen, as we close on this morning, amen. Let us write this down, amen, or turn to it, amen, hallelujah. In the book, let me, Revelation chapter number 2. Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 4. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I have this against you. Thou hast left thy first love. So you're still there, but ain't nothing going on. You know, it's like a relationship, a marriage relationship. The marriage died years ago, but they still share the same house. They don't share the same bed. You know, I mean, they don't share this. They just share the same address. That's the only thing they sharing is the same address. Well, I'm still in. I ain't going nowhere. No, but mentally, you left a long time ago. Mentally, you left a long time ago. No, I still go to church. I still love the Lord. Yeah. Now, your fire is still flickering. It ain't burning. It's still lit. It's still lit. See? But you don't have no zeal. You don't have no passion. You could care less. You could care less. You know, take somebody else. Please volunteer. Don't call me, Pastor. Please don't call me. Huh? Lord, please don't call me. Why? Because you lost your first love. Let's go out. Let's talk to some people about Christ. Ah, oh, my body hurt. Oh, I got these pain. Y'all go on. And I'm going to pray for y'all. Y'all go on. Father God, help us. Beloved, when I saw that slowfulness has nothing to do with the amount of energy that you or I put out to do a job, instead, slowfulness speaks of an inward condition. Even though it may look like we're going somewhere on the outside, inwardly we're stuck in neutral and we're going nowhere. Somebody write that down this morning. When we are slowful, beloved, we are stuck in neutral. How many of you drive cars or know a little bit about cars and know that you got to either put that car in drive or put that car in reverse? Because when you put that car in neutral, it ain't going nowhere. It look like you're going somewhere because you're all pretty sitting up in your pretty clean car. Look like you're going somewhere, but you ain't going nowhere. Because you're stuck in neutral. See, slowfulness is an inward condition. And that's what the Lord was telling me that day, beloved. Amen. And so I try to live a life. Amen. Glory be to God that's passionate to keep the fire burning, beloved. Glory. Look, you don't have to wait till the church doors open again to be revived. You can, amen, ask the Lord to send the revival right in your home, right in your kitchen. Lord, revive us again. There's only one feeling. There's many refillings. God, send the fire. Send the fire, because you know the devil. You know what the devil wants to do? That's the illustration I gave you about the candle. And so now the candle was burned down to the last flicker, still lit. Amen. Barely lighting up the room. The devil wants to blow it out. He just wants to blow it out. And now you become the dead church. Just going through the motions, going through the traditions. In my case, beloved, I was doing a lot for the Lord at that time. In my last 37 years, I've always sort of, you know, try to maximize the moment. I have always tried to do that. But however, right in the midst of all that activity, I was becoming hardened to the things of the spirit. I was losing the edge that I once possessed. And when the Lord told me to remove slothfulness from my life, he was calling me to eradicate any hint of spiritual neutrality and to reclaim the red hot position I previously held in my walk with him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like Minister Nancy. I got to give it to Minister Nancy. And I'm just talking. I'm just picking her out. I'm not saying she's the only one, but she's a good example. That girl has never lost her fire. Nancy been saved for a lot of years. Nancy has never lost her fire. She has never lost her zeal. Nancy will walk straight up to a stranger, glory be to God, and say, look, you've got to be born again. Straight up to a stranger, on the bus, on the street corner, in the supermarket. That's how some of you met her. She has never lost her zeal. She's a perfect example of not being slothful. And that's what the Lord will have us to do. You might not do it the same way she do it. But God wants you to get your fire back. He wants you to get your passion back. He wants you to become interested again. Be that ye be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience, inherit the promises. Beloved, if you are serious about serving and pleasing God, you must view the loss of your passion, the loss of your momentum, and your desire, the loss of your desire as totally unacceptable. I didn't say unacceptable. I said totally unacceptable. Why? Because the will of God is the word of God. And we already know how God feels about this. It's not okay to go on spiritual vacation. I'm just going on vacation. That's another thing. People go on vacation and thank God you can go. But you never go on vacation from the Lord. He send you to a new city, send you to a new town. You on the beach, baby. You got to stay alert. Maybe that's why he sent you to Mexico, Hawaii, or wherever he sent you, beloved. Because there's somebody over there that he wanted you to reach. We never go on vacation from the Lord. Who came up with that? There's always a work to be done. Beloved, we've been bamboozled, hoodwinked, run amok, led astray. We've allowed that devil to come in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Twist our minds up. And we thinking one way contrary to the way the Lord is thinking. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We're supposed to be thinking like God thinks. Until Christ be formed in you, what would Jesus do? That's the first thing I ask. My heart went out for George Floyd, amen, and his family and the pain that they're feeling. And we're still praying for them. And then, but you know what? And that might have took some of y'all by surprise. The other night on the prayer call, I said, let's pray for the Chauvin family. Ain't he the one that killed George Floyd? Yeah. Pray that God would give him the will to be saved. Save his family. What would Jesus do? Every town Jesus went in, he was proclaiming the gospel. Why? Because he had that zeal. He was not slothful. He had passion. He didn't let the fire burn out. Beloved, some of us have to get on the good foot, and we need to ask God to help us today. If slothfulness has slowly wormed its way into your life, beloved, it's a spiritual problem. But the good news is that it can be corrected. You can get back on track again today. By repenting and deciding to turn from slothfulness and neutrality, beloved, you can remove this hindrance from your life. So if you have lost your momentum in running your spiritual race, just tell the truth and shame the devil. You don't have nobody to impress. But look, we serve an audience of one. You ain't got to impress me, lie to your neighbor, and trying to, you know, convince us of what you're doing and what you're not doing. God already knows what you're doing and what you're not doing. God knows if you're slothful. If you're not slothful. See, a lot of times we want to replace busyness. See, when the Lord spoke that to me, see, I was busy, 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 busy. The Lord said, get away with all that busyness. I don't even use the word busy no more. Why? Because the Israelites was busy for 40 years walking around in circles. You can be busy and have nothing to show for it at the end of the day. We want to be fruitful. We want to be intentional. We want to be effective. We want to live a life that at any time, beloved, when Jesus comes and returns for us, or if death takes us out of here, we will hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. According to our lesson today, if you're in a lifestyle of slothfulness, you're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear God say, well done. Because you was outside of the will of God, because the will of God plainly tells us not to be slothful. And now when you have no excuse because you called in this morning and you got the definition of slothfulness. Beloved, we got to get the fire back. We have to get our zeal. See, this time in the beginning of our salvation, we had zeal without knowledge. But now that we're seasoned a little bit, we can have zeal in knowledge. We got the Z-O-N. Oh, boy, the devil's in trouble now. Oh, the devil's in heat. The devil should have got us when we had the zeal without knowledge. And now we got some zeal. We got our zeal back, and we got some knowledge. Because his people perish for lack of it. Boy, the devil's in trouble now. You're coming with the knowledge, amen, and you're coming with force. You're coming with violence. Come on, you're coming with momentum. You're coming with tenacity. You're adamant. Come on now. You said, I'm not backing up. I ain't quitting, and I ain't turning around, devil. If anybody turning around, it's you. Hey, my God, Jesus. Woo! My God, my God, my God. But, love it, don't stay in neutral. Too many neutral saints. You're too laid back. See, and God's not pleased because you have fell into a state of mediocrity and slowfulness. And if you continue in that sorry state, beloved, it'll only be a matter of time before you look back and realize how much ground you lost. Let us redeem the time, for the days are evil. Don't let another day go by without repenting of your slothfulness and stirring up your inner desire to fulfill all that God has called you to do. Shift, beloved, shift back into high gear and go after God's best for all that you're worth. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would help us to understand how totally unacceptable it is for us to lose our passion, to lose our momentum, and to lose our desire. Father, we ask you to forgive us for allowing any hint of slothfulness to operate in our lives. Father, today we repent and we deliberately turn from slothfulness. Holy Spirit, we turn to you now, and we ask you to stir and reignite the fire in our hearts. Please help us to regain the zeal. Help us to regain the thrust. Help us to regain the fire that we once possessed. Help us to keep that fire burning this time, Father, never to lose it again. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Maintaining the zeal. Let's get the fire back. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. That's the word of God for today. Woo! Woo! God have mercy. You can't say amen, say ouch. And one thing, let me tell you something about the message. The message got to come through the preacher first. Woo! Woo! Lord have mercy. The message got to come through the preacher first. And I'm the type of person, beloved, because God has broken me through the things that I've suffered, amen, and learning humility. The first thing I do is examine myself. Before I judge you, amen, or look at you, I look at me. I look at me. Amen. Father God, Father God. Is my zeal dying? Is my zeal dying? Is my zeal dying? Is the fire burning? Have I lost my first love? Because if we're lukewarm, God said he's going to spit us out. In form of announcements, today we're going to be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock noon, back at 9 o'clock. Come on and join us. Amen. If you have a prayer request, come on with your prayer request. Call in early. Get it in before the prayer warrior gets started. Be careful of the background noise. Some of us are moving around in the streets, etc. Keep your phone on mute until it's time to speak. Speak and then mute it again. Amen. Glory be to God. Thanks. Amen. There's so much to pray for. It's so much to pray for. I'm not even going to get into the world news. Everybody know the world news. If you don't know the world news, shame on you. If you don't know the world news, shame on you. Amen. I also have, beloved, let me tell you something. I was sharing with Erica, and I'm closing. I was sharing with Erica early this morning. Sometimes me and Erica be up 1, 2 in the morning talking, amen, about the projects that she's working on for me, et cetera, whatever. And we have this neighborhood thing that it keeps us informed on our cell phone what's going on in the neighborhood. And I was telling Erica, I said, the world has gone wild. When they show you how people just walk up to people on their steps and take their packages, amen, glory be to God, from FedEx, Amazon, whoever, they walk up to people's house, they taking the furniture off the front porch, amen, glory be to God, they going into the mailboxes, amen, and just taking people's mail, I don't know what they're looking for, they show them and someone else walked up to somebody, amen, they're, and tried to open their window and crawl in. Broad daylight. Broad daylight. Who crawls into somebody's window broad daylight? So what is that showing us, beloved? That you don't even have to go out for trouble. The trouble trying to come in. See, and so we all have to make sure that we are dwellers in the Lord's house and that we are covered under. Though God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. But you better make sure that you're covered under the blood of Jesus. You better make sure that you are a dweller in the Lord's house. Because that's about the only way the devil not going to get you right about now. That's about the only way. Last night in our Bible study, amen, we talked about the great falling away. He said in the last days, there's going to be a great falling away. And we talked about that. Glory be to God. Beloved, the only way nowadays, because the devil is so vicious, because the devil knows that he ain't got but just a few more moments on the clock. And his long journey is going to be over. And he is vicious. He is vicious. Beloved, so what are we going to do? First of all, we're going to pray and we're going to keep on praying. We're going to pray. We're going to pray when we're tired. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. And yeah, and we can use some more prayer warriors. But let me tell you this. A lot of times, a lot of you are backing off from us when me or Sister Joanne call you to pray. We know your flesh tired because our flesh is tired too. We didn't even want to call you. That's how tired we was. We know you tired. We know everybody got a full agenda, but let me tell you something. When you get into prayer, baby, when that spirit take over, you forgot when tired went. Tired goes out the door. Amen. That discouragement goes out the door. You get your zeal back. It's like putting oil in the fire. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You get your passion back. You get your love back. The more you pray, the more you want to pray. Saints, it's a trick of the devil. It's a trick of the devil. The more you do for God, the more you want to do for God. And so, beloved, so we want to pray and keep on praying. That's the first step. But that ain't the last step. Because as we learned yesterday, now we got to be a doer, not a hearer only, but a doer. Amen. So you see the different components, how all this fitly joined together. All this fitly joins together. Beloved, we going somewhere, and you're going to be so happy. When I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. All of my trials, all of my troubles, y'all know I make it up as I go, will be over when I see Jesus. Beloved, we living to live again. When I see Jesus. Hallelujah. Moses said, I would rather suffer, amen, with the children of Israel than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. When I see Jesus, Brother Joel said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. When I see Jesus, Paul said, one thing I will do, I'm not going back when I'm pressing on. When I see Jesus. Someone said, amen, only what we do for Christ will last. When I see Jesus, amen. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever you're calling us to do today, we thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you, Father God, for showing us your pathway of provisions. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time on today, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. God, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper, Father God, because no weapon will do so. Now, Father God, we thank you for giving us our zeal back. Because the truth of the matter is, Father God, we fell into a state of slothfulness. You didn't call us lazy because we're still working for you. But we don't have any thunder with it, Father. We're monotonous. We're boring. And if we're bored, if we are bored with our own lives, we know other people are bored with us. And we cannot be a testimony for you, Father. We cannot be a witness for you with this dry, spiritual dryness. Father, water the field. Send the rain. Revive us again. And we say thank you for another opportunity to serve in your kingdom. Thank you, God. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. Satan is defeated. The darkness is his spell. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Love you. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. Amen. Blessings.